From originating station VK4WIA, this is Q News with today's highlights from the Sunshine State.
Welcome to Q News from VK4WIA. I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Well, the great race has been won, and the nation can get back to normal. The days are speeding towards Christmas, a time that marked the summer holidays down under. With changing work arrangements, it seems less people are able to indulge in the ritual trip to relatives or the ocean. Nonetheless, this is the time when amateurs enjoy the bands from 15 metres up. From what I've read, 10 metres has been running wild during this period of higher sunspot numbers, and no doubt 6 metres is creating excitement too. With the storm season approaching, it is wise to remember things like grounding antenna leads before reconnecting. The dry winds this week have been a constant reminder of how static electricity can build up on insulated items, such as antennas. Just as we disconnect our antennas when lightning is approaching, lest our gear is damaged by induced voltages, if an antenna is not grounded, it forms one plate of a capacitor, which can discharge through your radio. With the dry conditions, spare a thought for your antenna and RF grounds. Moisten the ground and it will better conduct RF. Check metal joints for corrosion and clean and apply a suitable preventative. Good connections not only make for better DX, they also improve the safety of your station. I'm Jeff Emery and that's what I think. How about you?
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. In southern Queensland and northern New South Wales, it can be heard on 147275 Acacia Plateau or 147375 Mount McKenzie at 8:30 a.m. Sunday Eastern Standard Time. I'm Paul, VK2PT, the President of the Border Rangers Amateur Radio Club.
A reminder from Ipswich and District Radio Club that the annual Christmas barbecue get-together for members, friends and their families will be held in Colo Gardens again this year. Activities start from about 10:30 a.m. with lunch around 12 this coming Saturday, November 16. It's a BYO everything day, including radios, antennas, food and drinks. An IRLP link-up is planned with our sister club around 1300 hours, which is about 2000 hours Friday night for them. Ipswich and District Radio Club also welcomes new members. Just roll up for the business meetings on the fourth Monday of each month or the social nights on the second Monday, and both start at 7:30 p.m. Reporting from Ipswich, this is Alan, VK4 FABR.
Q News. We've reported. You decide.